How did I get back in here? Someone let me out. But this is the apparently part with Gabby.
And Robert, it's actually up and down. You're on top of me.
Oh.
This is the first time you're topping me.
I was gonna say.
This is the first time you're topping anything.
Okay. False. It's happened before.
Don't count.
Is what?
It's okay.
I was gonna say your skin was glowing, but I'm glad you were dragging me while I was trying to compliment you.
It is kind of glowing a bit.
So for just audio listeners, we're on Zoom, so that's why the intro may not have made sense. For visual listeners,
new
background alert.
We haven't changed up our visuals in a while, so this is kind of cool.
Cool is interesting. Are you eating? Are you eating while I'm serving?
He served this. She ate that. Who's doing the dishes?
Wait, why was that funny? Okay.
Because I'm funny.
Well, barely. So what have you been up to? Let's start there. Let's start in Gabby's business first. Let's go all up and personal in Gabby's little business.
My business. I have been going to school. Yawn. No, I've been going to school. I've been like going to school. What did we do? I feel like we we're gonna talk about that. I bought new bed sheets.
It's the small things in life, isn't it?
No, it made me like so happy because they're so cute. There's like
that's cute.
Yeah, and then like it's yellow too. I've got it from IKEA. I went on an IKEA trip yesterday and I loved it.
I love IKEA.
I know. I thought about the last time we went to IKEA. Oh my gosh, funny story. Today in class, we're doing these things called Hot Topics where we talk about a marketing campaign that a brand did, and like we just really like go into detail like why it worked for them. And this guy did it on Lego, and they were talking about Legoland. And I told my friend, I looked to my friend and I was like, you know, the last time I was in Legoland, Michael Jackson died.
You just never let that go.
So yeah, that's literally all that's happened. I'm trying to think if anything else has happened.
You know that theory that like Michael Jackson is still alive? If that being true, your life is ruined.
He's in Cuba with Tupac, apparently.
Your like a core foundation of your personality, one of your inside out islands is Michael Jackson's death. And so if that ever gets disrupted, we're in for it.
Is Michael Jackson's death. That's just all you need to know about me. It's like
that's all of your islands. You have nothing.
I'm just surrounded by Michael Jackson. So yeah, that's all I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Well, tonight I just finished my last class ever. Yeah, like after 20 years of being in school and never taking a break, I just finished my last class and I'm officially done and don't have to do it again.
Oh, my computer doesn't do it.
Let's see if mine does. Let me do it to myself.
Okay, well, I can't see anything.
They do it on Zoom. I don't know if they do it on Zoom.
Yeah. I think it happened last time.
Well, regardless, yeah, I'm officially done, so...
Oh my gosh, so exciting.
It is exciting. Now I just have to have my finals, and then I'm, like, done with everything. But still, literally my last lecture, I was sitting there, and I was listening, and I was like, crazy how I'm never going to have to do this again. Like...
Crazy how I'm still here. Like...
Well, we take different paths. You took a break!
Huh?
You, like, had time where you weren't in school, though, right?
Me?
Yes!
No, I'm saying, like, you. Like... If that was my last class, I wouldn't be there, personally.
Oh.
I was saying it, like, as, like, if I was you. Like, personified, like, if I was you.
Okay, personified is a weird usage we're throwing, but, yeah.
I mean, I don't use any words correctly.
No, because I literally, like, after my last final, in a couple weeks or whatever, I'm gonna need drinks. Like, we need to celebrate a bit. I know, obviously, we'll celebrate when actual graduation happens, but still. Not sparkling water, I'm talking.
Like the drinks.
Stop that right now.
Smile.
No, because if, do you know that one NPC TikToker guy who dresses as Miles
Spider-Man?
Morales?
Yes.
And then he has the galaxies where he goes off the screen and then falls from the roof.
Oh my god, yes!
If I could have done that and fell from the roof right now, I would have. Like, that is...
No, that is so funny. I saw someone posting it where, like, people kept sending him the galaxies on purpose so that he'd be jumping back and forth.
Then he gets mad. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, so what else did I do? Because I just had that, I don't know, just been doing work and school, but not really school anymore, except studying and finals later, but like...
School. When's your finals?
Okay, not revealing all my personal information, because by this episode...
That is not personal.
Okay, it's like, the first one is like a week from tomorrow, and then I have two more the week, the beginning of the following week. So next episode, I actually will have taken none of them by the time I film it, because we'll film before any of them happen, so.
Oh my god.
But we're getting there. Almost done forever.
And then just do the bar. Yeah. No, I'm so upset because, well, today I talked to one of my teachers. Not my teacher. I talked to the head chairman. And yes, he was a man.
I was about to say, not chairperson.
Chairperson.
Ew.
I talked to my chairperson, and, you know, my school is getting shut down. If no one knows,
yeah.
My school is getting shut down, and I'm like, I really want a bachelor's, but right now, I still need a year to complete my AA, and after my AA, my school was like, okay, you get your AA, and then you have to go somewhere else to get a bachelor's, and I was like, cool. So, I was talking to the chairperson, and I was like, yeah, what could I do? Like, I'm looking at schools. I was looking at FIT in New York, because they have, like, a similar program. He was like, yeah, our credits don't transfer. I was like,
Well, then why would you go there? Why would I be here?
But basically he was like, I think with schools in California they'll let me transfer. So he was like, you go to Cal State and get a degree completion, do a degree completion program, and I was like, okay, cool, and then I'll get like my bachelor's. In something. He was like, you don't need a bachelor's in beauty marketing, but since you already have that AA, it looks good, and you could get a bachelor's in anything else. And I was like, okay. Like, that made me a little better. Especially because I was, like, actually planning, I was like, okay, I need to start looking for apartments in New York, because I might have to go to FIT. And then I was, like, getting nervous, because I was like, I don't want to restart my life all over again. Like,
emphasis on again.
Literally. Like, I don't want to make new friends.
It's okay. They can never replace me anyways.
They can't. Like, it's like, ew, stop smiling.
Okay, I'll be sad.
You look tortured. You don't look sad. You look tortured. So I was literally like, there's no way I can start my life over again. Like, it's just not, I don't know.
That's not.
Oh, that's not. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, luckily, the universe said, no, no, no. Don't even think about it, girl.
No, no, no. Don't even think about it, girl.
He said, if you want to restart your life, you're going to also have to restart your education.
No, literally. If I had to restart my education, I would literally.
Literally. But, I mean, that's my Cal State girl right there. Oh.
Why did you make that noise?
Nope. Girl, this isn't just audio. We can see that.
No, I was like this.
Be serious. But that's good news, I guess.
Yeah, like.
Good news for me.
That means you're stuck here. You'll have me here.
My goodness. That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy. What are you drinking?
Our future sponsor. No, but I can't really. I don't know if I can say it because it's not allowed. But it's apple juice. I'm trying to wink, but like, you know, I don't know how to.
You are not drinking that.
Yes, I am. I'll show you. I'll send you a photo after.
Okay.
No, I am. I told you I needed to celebrate after my last class.
So true.
Also, I just want to shout out my mirror that I covered with a blanket because I felt like I was showing too much.
Literally, no one would have recognized that, but then you pointed it out.
Well, I feel like, what do people think that is?
A kilt. Oh!
So it does work. It does work. A kilt. Oh my god. Leon.
A kilt.
Real. But yeah. That's all you've been up to? That's so boring. Well, actually, we've actually been up to something else. We went out during Drag Race finale.
I feel like that was the first time we went out in such a long time, too.
Well, for you, because you didn't go to the Saltburn, like, rave night thing.
I mean, yeah. But even that was a long time ago.
Well, didn't you go out when you went to Italy?
Yes, Dormund.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I went out when I went to the UK. It's like, both of us have been out this...
Well, but together as a unit.
Yeah.
We were out with Plasma.
The trio and Plasma hit the town running.
No, did you see what he put on his story?
Yes, because I responded, I'm...
That's me. My followers gonna love this. And I was like, I loved it.
So I said it was me. It was me who loved it. But I was like, told you. Like, we weren't crazy.
No, that was so funny. But, oh my gosh, guys. Drag Race. Normally, like, when I watch Drag Race, I'm like, okay, like, I know who it's going to be. But that one, along with, what was it? Season 9. And I feel like the one with Evie and Brooklyn Heights, I didn't know who was going to win. This one, I didn't know who was going to win because it was close.
Yeah, well, no, I think the lip sync really flipped it. Just because she did really good.
Yeah, and I've been seeing, like, a lot of comments, and I'm like, this is so true. But, spoiler alert, but not really, because you've had a week to watch it. Our girl, Nymphia Wind, won.
Put the bananas in the air.
The bananas.
Bananas up, little winds. Literally keep going, like, it wasn't that, like, buzzword.
Yeah, the lip sync. Oh, I've been loving that song too. I posted it yesterday and I was like, I'm having the sickest obsession with this song.
Don't do Renaissance of it because it literally was popular last year.
It was Padum Padum by Kylie. How do you say your last name?
Minogue? No.
It's so good. And oh! Nymphia Wind was dressed as a boba tea. Are you kidding me?
And then she let the boba fly.
Oh! No, and the thing that I love, she planned it to open up on butterflies. If you know, you know.
You love that. No, but what were you going to say before? Were you like, I've seen a lot of tweets about it or something?
Oh, like, yeah. Because, like, I was, like, kind of shocked because, I mean, they were painting Saphira to be the winner. Like, it was giving, like, winner because, like, you auditioned 11 times. Like, you think this is gonna be it. But I saw a lot of people be like, no, Nymphia, like, ate that performance. Like, Saphira was performing for Rue and Nymphia was performing for everyone. Which I, like, guys, I'm gonna be honest. I watched the performance like 10 times. 5 of them were all in the same hour at work. And I noticed it. I was like, this is so true. And then you could tell, like, Saphira, it was like she saw that Nymphia was doing so much better and was, like, rushing her reveal, was just throwing herself everywhere. And I was like, Interesting.
No, yeah. I know, I was Team Sephira, so I was, like, gagged. But, I mean, I still love Nymphia. She's literally, like, I loved her the whole season.
Yeah.
But I just, like, for the fight, if I had to pick one, like, if someone said Gunst, if I had to pick one, I was picking Sephira. But, you know, she's still A, she's still Slade, so I support her from the, I support her.
And I love that no one's, like, hating on a winner. They're like, oh, yeah, she deserves that.
Yeah, well, because people loved her, too. Yeah. It wasn't that. Yeah. I mean, first finalist to win Miss Congeniality, so she still has something.
Yeah, still- I was, like, she has to be. Like, if she didn't win, she would have to be congenial. I mean, she made everyone's outfits. Hello.
No, yeah, she was this. She ate.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was slight. Also, that night, what else happened that night? We were walking and then we're walking.
Do you have it?
No, it's in my car.
Dang it.
We're walking and we're like, wait, what's this on the wall besides our weekly obsession? It's Miss Carpenter, Miss Jesus Carpenter, Sabrina Carpenter, who has an espresso poster. And it's funny because when I was walking to the club, I saw it and I was like, I want it. And then we're walking back, and I was like, I want it. And I was like, well, do you have to? Because we'll take it right now. And she's like, yeah, I want it. And so I start peeling it off. And I'm peeling it off good. And then Gabby comes over and tries to help a little bit. It starts ripping. So then she stops because she's ruining it. But then I finish peeling it off. And long story short, the entire poster is in my car right now.
I have the best video.
I kept forgetting that it happened because we wanted to like have it on the podcast. I guess we can bring it tomorrow. But
yeah.
Or like next week or whatever. I just literally keep forgetting.
No, I have this video, and it's so funny, because at the end, you're like, Gabby, are you going to help me?
Oh, because I was doing, like, the entire thing, and I was like, Gabby was the one who wants this, and she's not helping me.
Oh my god, wait.
It's kind of crazy how easy it came off. Because you were sitting there recording. I was like, oh my god. Like, no. Also, because I was like, I don't know. There's, like, people walking by. I was like, this is crazy. Like, what do you mean?
Oh my gosh. I also didn't show this. I forgot this happened. I made perfumes at school. I made a signature scent, and it was called Flop.
Girl, perfect for you. Yeah, you walked into that one. Sit back down. But, so, yeah, we have... I don't think... I guess the video shows it better, but I was like, that poster is big. Like, it's, like... What, 7-8 feet tall, you think? I was like, it's like significantly bigger than me.
Yeah. Like, it's like holding a blanket.
Yeah, like, I was gonna say, if I hold it up, it, like, I have to hold it above my head. Like, it hits the floor. Like, it's big. Okay, why are you on a run of this? What are you eating that's, like, causing this?
It's because I'm drinking sparkling water.
Oh my god, why?
It's bubbly. Because I've been drinking water. And I just wanted to take a break from regular water. So I have lemon sparkling water.
Sometimes you say things and I'm like, actually, didn't even know that.
A little secret between you and me. It has vodka in it.
I'm sure it doesn't. You were explaining to your Italian boyfriend what pasta's like.
Believe it or not, it has vodka in it. No, I... Okay, guys.
Guys, gals, and days.
Guys, I don't know, like, what's going on in my life, but for some reason, I've just been so happy.
We love. We cheered. We laughed. We cheered.
We're jumping up and down. We're screaming because I feel like before...
No, wait. We're screaming and creaming. Okay, keep going.
We're squirting and flirting.
Well, one of those is true, and girl, we know which one.
Flirting is not true. yeah, I don't know, like, what it is, because I started being so happy, like, whenever I came back from my trip, like, I've just been in a good mood, so I don't know if it's literally just because, like, I took a break, I, like,
found... Rejuvenated, refreshed.
Yeah, because I was also explaining to Vicky, I was like, I don't know, I've just been like so happy lately, ever since I got back from my trip. And she was like, it's because you had sex. And I was like, girl, that's not the reason. The sex was good, but it wasn't life changing. Like, I'm literally
also so happy. No offense to other people, but you've had sex before and nothing happened. So
I know, if anything, like, I felt worse after sex and not better.
If anything, we had to buy Plan B after. Like, I don't know why this mattered.
If anything, like, I had to pop 2 birth control pills after. So
keep going.
Yeah, like, I don't know, because I remember before my trip, like, I would just wake up and I'd be like, just already like dreading the day where I'd be like, oh, like, I have school, oh, I have work. And now it's like, I go to work and school in such a good mood, but it's like, even during the day, like, stuff happens where it's like people or like things piss me off, but it's like, I don't let that ruin my day. Like, I bounce back quick.
Guys, so, I think we unlocked peak Gabby.
Yeah, so this is your sign to just smile.
This is, yeah, like Gabby said, if you feel sad, just like don't
smile. Okay. Like the drink.
Stop!
I just like making you smile. I like making you smile.
No, you don't. You hate when I smile. You hate to see me happy. Also, can we talk about how our delirious episode last week, it seemed like people enjoyed it.
What did we talk about?
We were being delirious. We were being goofy and talked about our plan to get famous. Which, actually, we didn't mention this really that much, but Coachella has been happening the past 2 weeks. And as people in LA, I feel like we have to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, please. I want to talk about Weekend 2.
Talk about it, because I've barely seen anything.
This specifically, okay, I love Lana Del Rey. If you didn't know, she brought out Camila Cabello, Weekend 2, and she's saying, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. Ooh.
I like the song.
No, I like the song too, but what, I don't know if it was just me.
No, I know what it is. This is what gags me, is the video where Lana goes. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, in there's choreo, like, while Camila Cabello is, like, dancing on the bottom. She's doing, like, a whole thing. Uh-huh. Lana Del Rey and a few of her backup dancers at the top in the dress.
No, but, like, I guess for a live performance, Lana Del Rey, I said that Lana Del Rey sang a small part of it. And when I heard this and saw the comments, I was like, are these people not hearing what I'm hearing? It sounded god awful. Like,
what did the comments say?
Like, they were like, oh, yes, we need Lana Del Rey on the studio version. Like, we need a remix. And I was like, this sounds so awful. Like,
I didn't hear it, so I don't know. Like,
I can't look it up. Literally, that song, or that part where Camila's like, super twisted, I'm addicted.
We can't even play that much of it, because we can't get copyrighted.
Let me see, Lana.
Oh, just try to, just text it to me or something, or send it to me or something, and I can listen to it real quick here. I know that, I don't know, the sounding was weird for Lana's set, because even night one, it was weird. But then I heard that at actual Coachella, it was fine, and she didn't sound bad at all. And, like, the videos don't sound bad. And so I think there's something to do with the live stream. I don't know. And Lana's also... Oh,
would I be able to play this? It's Lana Del Rey singing it, but, like, terrible.
Gabby,
it's just not... Okay, so remember when everyone was making fun of her for that SNL performance? When it was like her first time performing. So it kind of reminded me of that. She was just singing out of her range, like.
Send it to me.
Send it to me, please.
Rachel, send it to me. Okay, but also, like, Lana Del Rey is not known for being, like, a live performer, so I'm not like too surprised. But
and
I mean,
it's
also,
like some people just can't sing other people's songs. Like their voice is only meant for like their music. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel that way about people singing Lana Del Rey's songs.
Yeah, like in Lana's defense.
Yeah.
Why do they love this song? Like they love. I'm listening. Okay, so you're saying. No, because. Okay, what is happening here, I think, is the same thing.
Like, her voice just is.
No, what do you mean? The comments are literally saying it's bad.
Oh, I saw one where everyone's like, oh my god, I need this, I need that.
Everyone's saying how it's so random, which I thought is what you were going to say. I thought, like, compared to, like, she brought Billy Knight 1, that made way more sense. And then they performed Ocean Eyes, which made sense. And then to do this doesn't make sense. Like, I genuinely don't know how they know each other. The song isn't, like, a Lana Del Rey vibe like Ocean Eyes is. I don't understand. Like, why would she not bring out, like, another alternative artist or someone who's, like, directly inspired by her more? I don't know. Not that Camila Cabello wasn't. It just seems, like, this specific era Camila Cabello was in, I don't see how Lana Del Rey would make sense.
It just doesn't really translate well together.
Yeah.
Did you see me on TikTok do the dance?
The what?
I did it blindfolded.
Who?
Me.
You did what?
The dance blindfolded. Oh my gosh, wait.
No, wait. No, it's fine. The dance, the Camila Cabello dance?
Yeah.
When? Did you post it?
Yeah, I posted it on TikTok.
Oh, then everyone go look, because I haven't, so I'll have to do that too.
I was blind. I was like this.
Well, that's how she is in the music video, so that makes sense. That's kind of slay. No, but I was going to say, overall, Coachella seemed like a slay vibe. But it's weird. I was telling Gabby this. But, like, it's weird how I felt like the headliners weren't the people who were the most talked about or, like, the people who people were most excited for. They just seemed to be there. Like, all the, like, I feel like the big moments and stuff that I saw of all the special guests, even. Like, why do the special guests seem bigger than the artists are? Like, the only things I've seen of the artists are, like, photos of, like, their outfits. Be like, look how good they look. Or something. Like, it's, like, or maybe mini clips. It's barely. Like, I feel like they were not the most talked about people.
No, but we're going to go to Coachella next year because you know why? One Direction is headlining.
Oh, yeah. Me and Gabby are convinced SZA and One Direction and Miley are the three headliners of Coachella next year. Which Loki's already disproven because apparently Olivia Rodrigo and Dua Lipa are two of the rumored ones next year.
Oh my god. If I go to Coachella and Olivia Rodrigo's there, like, it's gonna be on site.
I Loki hope the first time you go, I hope she's the one who's headlining because that will genuinely be the biggest joke of my life. I hope we have, like, front row VIP passes to that headlining performance.
And I'm gonna be on screen with a poster that says,
They don't allow posters. Yeah, that's what I thought. But, no, I don't know. Coachella seemed fun.
No,
everyone's vibing.
I have a t-shirt. And I'm going to say
Jesus was a carpenter. No, you have to have an edit, a fake one that says even Jesus was a carpenter. Like, you have to grab a Sharpie and write even at the top.
Oh my god.
Like, girl,
no,
like,
that would
even
be camp. We would get famous after that.
I'm not wearing that.
Me. I would.
I mean, I love Sabrina 8. I think, like, she was one of the most talked about artists from Coachella. She was headlining. We have not talked about Chapel Rowan on the pod. We have to have recorded proof that we were there. Actually, were you there? I don't know. Judging by your face, you feel like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, what'd you say?
How Chapel Rowan is having this big move for Coachella, and I was like, we haven't talked about her on the pod, and so we need recorded proof that we were there before she blows up.
Oh, yeah.
Even more, because she's blowing up.
I feel like she came out of nowhere, really. Like, who are all these industry plants?
It's not an industry plant. It's just people like the music. No, because I listened to her before. One of my friends showed me her music. And it was before she was even headlining for Olivia. But, like, headlining for Olivia is when more people found out about her. And she feels, like, very, like, she had a following. that's like they loved her because they knew about her. No one else knew about her, and then people found out about her, and then she put on like the Tiny Desk, the NPR Tiny Desk performance that went viral, and everyone's like, wait a second, guys, she got something here, and now the Coachella is blowing her up again, and so now it's just going up and up from here, because now she has a Good Luck Babe. This is the new song that's on TikTok too.
I know there's what's that song? It's maybe that's the one where it's like you kiss guys in bars, or you can keep kissing guys in bars.
Yeah.
Her look is very cool. Donny Davy, the makeup artist for Euphoria, did her makeup for Coachella.
Oh my gosh. Oh, I know. I low-key feel bad for her because I'm like, what do you mean that this is going to be your signature look? Because now you have to do this all the time. Like, that's what I think of, like that's just crazy. Like, you could have done something easier.
Melanie Martinez at Coachella.
She's at Coachella?
No, next year.
Oh. I don't know, because I don't... Isn't she touring next year? Like, what are her tour dates? Does that even line up?
I have no idea.
You can't just be saying things. You can't just be saying things. This isn't a podcast.
I do feel like Måneskin could be there, which I do want to see them.
Well, a lot of, like, regular festival people will be there, but, like, we're talking about headliners. Like, who are the big names? That's what's in discussion. And I feel like we already know the handful of them that are contending. Unless they randomly do random people who don't even are, who like aren't even at album cycles or promoting anything. Because that's always an option. I don't know. We'll see.
Just like one of them there. I don't know.
We get invited, we get sponsored, then we'll see. When BetterHelp brings us. No, because what if it actually brings us? Who sponsors people to Coachella? Like, is it only beauty brands? Or like, can we get someone who's like.
Elf. Elf is kind of slay.
Elf is like. That, I'm pretty sure that's the blush I use whenever I put on blush, so...
They'll give us sunscreen, and then, like, we'll actually, like, burn because, like, it doesn't work.
No, because we love Elf.
I love Elf. Like, I tag them in, like, everything. I love Elf. Like,
really? Do they comment back? Do they like? Do they interact? Do they engage? Do they repost?
Yes. Yes, they replied to me. I was like, I'm in love with you, and they said, I love you, too.
And then I would have replied again and said, this is my link, the link on my email to send Coachella tickets. So,
by the way, this is my personal phone number, and this is my address. Send me PR.
By the way, this is my social. Steal my identity.
By the way, smile.
You just say that when you don't know what to say. Like, it's becoming illegal sometimes. I just can't. I just can't. I can't deal. No, because wait, did we? Did we talk about Sabrina Coachella at least? Because we have to talk about when she says, "I love balls like it's Cinderella." Or
and then the other one where she threw in a Saltburn reference.
I don't even remember it though. She said something about like I love bathwater, like he's drinking bathwater, drinking Woody's bathwater or something. Do you want me to look it up, or do you actually know it?
Make his knees so weak, he had to.
So you don't know it?
No.
Okay, we'll see. Like, I can look it up. No, because, oh my gosh, I forgot she has so many of these outros. Because why are all of the ones coming up, the errors for ones. Oh, wait, okay. Make his knees so weak, he had to spread mine. He's drinking my bath water like it's red wine. Coachella, see you back here when I headline.
She's so slay.
No, she is. I'm so excited for, like, what's coming next. What's coming next? Because it's like, guys, this is serious to some of us. And the some of us in question? Us.
No, I feel like something's coming from Harry, like, within the next couple months.
Girl, next couple months? That's not... You said, I feel like something's coming to him within the next couple years. Like, he's probably gonna release music. Like, girl, that's not...
I'm so mad. He's opening, like, a store, an exclusive store in Austin, or pop-up. And it has cowboy merch. For pleasing.
Oh, okay. I was like, why? That doesn't seem his vibe.
He throws on some cowboy hats.
Girl, please.
I mean, he had a residency in Austin.
He had a residency in LA. Where's he selling the Hollywood signs? Like, Don't appropriate our culture. Don't appropriate Texas's culture.
I'm Texan. And he could throw on that cowboy hat. Like,
girl, you said he can throw off that cowboy hat.
He could have me that cowboy hat. And then he could get on all fours, like if he's a horse.
Well, okay. I think in the meantime, we should appreciate how many people are releasing music. Because music has been busy recently. And so that's what we'll do. And when people want to come, they can finish. Pun intended. Because it's just like, there's enough going on. Like, Billie's releasing an album next month. It's like, Dua Lipa's releasing an album next month. Kanye's releasing an album next month. There's so many things existing for every sector of music. Like, what do you mean?
And then Doja. I didn't know Doja released, like...
The Deluxe?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We actually knew that. That's what Mask is on. What?
Mask Monday.
Oh my gosh, you are ridiculous. What? Oh my god, what is going on? I just feel like the music industry is like busy right now. No, because all the rap beef too. Guys, there is so much going on. Like the pop girlies and the rap.
No, did you like, see Lil Uzi?
When? What? Where?
At Coachella.
He performed?
Yeah.
Was he a surprise guest or was it like his set?
Lil Uzi goes by they.
Was it their set or their surprise guest?
I don't know. But they brought out a Berkey. And they were doing the death drop on stage.
Literally a social experiment. Because also, aren't they the person who... Like, they have the gem in the head, right? Is that real? Mm-hmm. The search, yeah, that's crazy. How?
No, they got it removed, actually.
That's low-key crazier. It's giving, like, when Kesha put the S and legally changed her name and then changed it back.
Oh, you know what else? Speaking of, like... rappers, because Lil Yachty was there too, and he performed Broccoli.
Oh my god, throwback.
Literally reminded me of 2016. And you know how some people are like, this year is gonna have the same like themes or patterns as like 2016? We're in it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh my god, no, because did you see how why Vanessa Hudgens didn't go to Coachella? She was pregnant.
I thought she already knew she was pregnant. Was she not pregnant?
I don't know if we knew or not, but she's... I didn't know. Well, at least if I did, I forgot. Girl, because I don't care. She's been
pregnant for a while.
Oh, I was about to say, because she's very pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she literally posted this on, like, why she didn't go. She's, like, very... She literally said, walking is aggressive. It's a lot of walking. When she said why she skipped Coachella. It's like, why was anyone gagged? Yeah, she skipped because it's literally, if she does anything else, she's going to
live it. She's been pregnant for a while. Where was this?
The vibrations will literally rock the baby out of her uterus.
Oh, she was at the Oscars and she was very pregnant.
You're right. That's when she revealed. I forgot about that. Well, then why did anyone care if she wasn't going? I would not have expected her to go.
It's like the president wasn't at the White House.
I know, but it's like if the president was pregnant, then they should be sitting down. Like, I don't know. Speaking of the president, TikTok, guys, that's crazy.
I know. Why
is it actually happening?
So, like, what? Like, TikTok has to sell.
Yeah, okay, wait. So, let's give a recap to people who aren't caught up. So, the Congress passed the bill. That said, TikTok, if you don't, what is it? Is it within a year or 2 years?
A year.
It's 8 months. It's like 8 or 9 months, I think, actually. Yeah. I fully love it. They're like, if you don't sell your company to someone that is not you in 8 to 9 months, I think, or something. Oh my God, it's like a pregnancy. If you don't sell your company in 9 months, you're banned in the U.S. And then the president signed it, which means now it's real. And so I guess now TikTok has to... either be banned in the U.S., which is, like, 120 million users, I guess, or something, they said it there in the U.S., something like that, or sell their company. So, who knows where it'll go from here.
Suddenly, I'll get a VPN. Like,
real. That, or you just have, like, you still have it, you only have enough for 9 months, I guess.
Suddenly, watch, we're gonna have more electricians, more carpenters, especially because of Coachella, like, Sabrina ate that. We're gonna have, like, all the TikToks gonna be like, well, I need a job, and then they're finally gonna get a real job, as they should.
No, because if I get an Instagram post that Charli D'Amelio is now a plumber, I think I will love that, actually. No, that seems iconic.
Like, she's not on TikTok anymore.
Okay, fine. Like, if I get a post that, like, who is? I feel all the actual big TikTok people are, like, famous now.
So yeah, actually, the OGs, like, they're not on TikTok anymore. Like, I was just like, Addison Rae.
Yeah, she's literally going to be a pop star now. I'm like, what? Is Novak going to be literally, like, a AC? He will restore my AC unit? Like, actually, I think it's broken now that I mentioned.
I'll open the door. I'll leave the door open for him.
Leave the door open. Yeah, actually, Noah Beck, I think my
AC... what happens when Benny Hacker comes into my house and says, oh, your pipes need draining? I'm like, yeah, come drain my pipes.
Yes. No, his pipes.
Let me drain your pipes. Let me work on your pipes.
My pipes are backed up, actually. I think I need...
Oh!
Can you unclog my pipe? No, it should be something that's, like, definitely... My toilet needs plunged. What was that?
What was that? No, did you keep saying that? The light was, like...
No, I actually don't know what you're talking about. You're delusional and insane. Ew, stop.
So, as I literally thought the Italian man was going to be the love of my life, I'm happy. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I didn't really think I was going to marry him, but you know.
See, the problem with you repeating that you're happy is that it begins to give the illusion that you're not and you're overcompensating. So
I am.
You're overcompensating?
Oh my gosh.
Literally, you have to chill. We can't interrupt each other.
No, but it's like we're kicking, like.
I know, but they will only be able to hear one of us.
Okay, what were you gonna say? I forgot.
No, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, what do you want to say now?
My mom loves to act like she does not know how to use the internet or the phone because, so my parents are going to Florida to visit my brother, and my mom booked her flight, like, way ahead of time, and then, like, I'd say a month ago, she's like, can you book your dad's flight for me? And I was like, okay, sure. So I booked it for him, and right now, she's like, I sent it to her email. I sent, all the information to her email, like, when it was, like, when it's like, oh, what email do you want to send this to? I put her email, and then she just texted me right now, can you check your dad in? No.
It's
crazy.
I was gonna say it's crazy because this is the same woman who held a gun to your head and said post every day. And so I just don't understand how your social media manager doesn't know how to use the internet.
No, I'm like crying because
girl, no tears.
Crocodile tears. Because well, my mom's renovating the house back in Texas, and she's working with this contractor, and the contractor is gonna give her a deal if I made a logo for him. So I did, and she's like, oh, add this. And I'm like, all of that doesn't go on a logo. What does he want? I was literally like, what does he want?
And yeah, then, logos are simple.
Literally. So I was literally like, whatever, I'm gonna just make this and then send it so that way I don't get asked anything else.
That's so slick. Your first gig? Your first job?
My first gig! Actually, it's not my first job because I'm not getting paid. But I got my mom a discount.
I was gonna say, that's technically getting paid, but like, you're just not the one receiving it. It's your mom.
Yeah.
Slay though, slay.
Stop making that noise. Stop burping.
Girl, you just...
We're live.
You take a sip of your bubbly, carbonated, sparkling water with all those bubbles of carbonation in your little throat and stomach, and you burping them up and being like, it's me? Like,
no, I'm sitting here. I love this. You know what I love? I love the drinks.
You... Gabby, you need to be arrested.
Gabby.
Take me away!
No, because this is the real me.
No,
can we talk about that?
Billy putting the real Billie Eilish on the cover of Rolling Stone is us coded so much.
No, because I told you, the chokehold we have on pop culture, like, they're getting ideas from us for free. They're watching the podcast and they're stealing all these little things we're sprinkling around. And they're like,
no, they're stealing more than little things, because you have directly said before The Real Billie Eilish, and then she stole it. And then I directly said this quote that she says in the interview, where she says, I've said this word for word. I've been in love with girls my whole life, but I just didn't understand until last year I realized I wanted my face in a vagina. I have literally said that, and I'm like, what would give Billie Eilish the audacity to say that in Rolling Stone interview? Like, it's literally like plagiarism.
You are not fucking straight, motherfucker.
That's literally what Billie, like, that's what she's saying. That's what she realized. And it's just like, it's I just died. I think it's crazy that she stole that quote from me, but, I mean, hey.
Yeah, no, you literally said that, like, whenever you met me.
I know, I don't want to start beef with her, because part of our plan, if anyone's watched last episode, our part of our plan includes Billie Eilish, but she's our friend in it. And so, I can't, like, I would never say anything bad about my friend. I stand by my friends.
No, that's our girl, like.
Yeah, that's Bill's. So, that's
no, yeah, I miss Bills.
That's Bills. That's and so that's Lil Bills.
Lil Bill.
That's a little. That's I'm just a Bills, and I would never say anything bad about her.
Why do you keep laughing?
Because the nicknames are just a little silly. Little Billy.
No, because that's the real Billy.
That's the real Billy for real.
Little Bill.
I'm just a Bill.
I'm just a bill in a bill.
What tune are you singing that to?
I'm just a girl.
No, yeah.
Living in captivity.
Okay, wait. What TikTok song has been, like, all over your For You page?
Freaking Thank You, Amy.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more like...
Can't Escape It.
I was thinking more like TikTok, like a song that like wouldn't really be known without TikTok. You know, like not Taylor, who just released. Like more like, is it like, I like the way you kiss me?
Yeah. Or like, I like the way you kiss. Do you know the lore of that song? Do you know what's going on with that artist?
What do you mean?
There's lore. So, here's the tea. So that artist, Artemis, he wrote that song. And I feel like if you listen to that song, you could tell he's, like, a toxic person. But this girl came forward, or is, like, making videos, and she said, like, when you see that your ex is performing with the kid, Leroy, and he used to beat you and got you addicted to drugs. And I was looking into it on her account, and apparently, like, a lot of her vocals he used in, like, in his music. The cover photo is of her whenever, like, trigger warning, she had, like, an eating disorder and was, like, high, like, very addicted to drugs. And yeah, so
okay, crazy. Also, I love you saying trigger warning and you didn't say what the warning was for, like. But also, that is wild.
Yeah, and it's sad because she posted, like, I don't want any fame. Like, she was like, I'm not claiming royalties, and I would like to, like, for my ideas. Because, like, she posted, like, proof that, like, of voice memos she would send him. He'd be like, oh, can you send me, like, a voice recording of you saying this? And then she'd be like, oh, like, for the song, you should do this. And, like, she'll, like, sing stuff to him in, like, voice memos.
Girl, okay. She should be claiming royalties, because that's crazy. Yeah. And so, like, not supporting the song then, or something?
Or, like, she's not getting, like, any credits from him.
No, I'm saying, are you not supporting, like, you not streaming then?
No, I'm not streaming.
Oh, should I not then?
It is a good song.
Okay, if we're being real, it's giving, like, it's good now, and then, like, in 3 months, I'm never gonna hear it about it again, and it's probably gonna get, like, 1,000 streams a day, like, nothing.
because whenever I would listen to it, I pretend I'm in a TikTok edit. You know, all of y'all do this. Y'all put on a song that feels so yassifying, and you're like driving, you're like, I like the way you kiss
me. Looking for like who you're talking about. No, but okay, actually, true. It is. I know. Okay, well, then, is there what song do you like that's on like a TikTok song? What about like the beautiful things you're gonna do?
Oh my god, literally, that song needs to be put to rest. Like, put it 6 feet under that fucking song.
Okay, but what about the like,
and when I'm back in Chicago?
No, that song needs to be put 6 feet under. Like, because the rest, like, be serious. Why is Stranger Things making this music? Like, I'm so
okay,
I'm so
not confused. The show. Wait, I want to see Stranger Things. Where's it at?
Just go watch it. Like, what do you mean?
No. Like, when are they going to put out the new season? Like, they're all, like, 30.
You know they take 1,700 years before. You know that each person... You know each character has, or each actor has to go through puberty, have a child, and then have that child go through puberty before the next season comes out.
Get married. Become
Oh, that happened. Oh, wait, that's not confirmed.
Millie Mills.
Oh yeah, also be a Zionist.
No snap.
There's confirmed, and you also apparently have to release a number one song on global Spotify. Why is each person doing side quests? Some of them are way weirder than others, or problematic, but, like, you know. Each song, or what about, what's another TikTok song? The one that goes, like.
Do you want me like I want you?
Well, I don't think I know that song. Is it, like, a new TikTok song? Because I have not been on TikTok recently. I don't know. I just feel like with TikTok going away, it's, like, will that be the end to TikTok music? Which basically, okay, when people say TikTok music, why do I just low-key translate it to one-hit wonders? Because I feel like without TikTok, that's what's going to give it up is one-hit wonders. Because low-key, I feel like there was a time period where we were kind of killing the one-hit wonder. Like, which, am I crazy to think that? I, like, am just thinking about it now, so, like, maybe not a fully progressed thought. But I feel like one-hit wonders, like, started going away. Like, it started being two-hit wonder, like Ice Spice said. But now I feel like with TikTok music, one-hit wonders are really coming back. Like, there's a bunch of one-hit wonders.
Yeah.
Like, there's a long list of them, or, like, people... Or even people who hadn't had a hit in a really long... Like, Unholy, randomly... Like, it's like, there used to be a bunch of people who, like, hadn't had a hit in a really long... Who's here again? Why is that...
Like, I take my...
Like, randomly, people who haven't had a hit in a long time or who've never had a hit are having one. I mean, yeah. A lot of them are little, like, flashes in the pan. They last 3 seconds. And, like, we'll get, like, randomly, they'll get, like, 8 million streams a day for, like, a week. And then you never hear about them again.
Yeah. But. I heard, when you say that, so back when I would make music. I collaborated
Wait, give us a second to all translate, like, transport back to that time. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, back when I made music, I, like, there was this other guy in that circle who was really big in Texas, and randomly, I would say, like, a couple months ago, I saw an old song of his resurface on TikTok, and I was like, oh my god, this is so weird, like, people know this song. Like, you know, because it was, like, a fan edit. Of, like, a show or something.
That's also true, because TikTok's got a lot of old songs popular again, whether that be, like, from popular artists, like, when, what's it called? Like, Die For You by The Weeknd, and in, like, Cruel Summer by Taylor, both of the songs, and, that one was Unstoppable by Sia. There's a bunch of old songs that started, like, literally getting played on the radio, even though they were released, like, so many years ago. And then there's also people who had songs released a while ago that got popular again, whether that be, like, Truth Hurts or, like, Doja Cat songs. It's kind of weird. TikTok's weird. And now that I guess that's going might go away, so that's kind of crazy. I guess we'll see what happens there.
No, literally, like, what do you mean? Like, I'm literally not going to have anything going on in my brain. Like, normally I have monkey brain and just have...
It might be good for you. Maybe everyone's attention span will get longer again.
True.
Maybe the diagnoses of ADHD will go down.
Maybe I'll learn how to read.
Maybe people will go on YouTube. Listen, YouTube is that one girl that is stable. She's always there. While these other social medias come and go, YouTube persists. And you know what, though? We still have... TikTok made its impact. She created YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels. And isn't everyone grateful for those platforms? This is sarcasm, by the way. I mean, no, YouTube, we love you. I just realized what I was saying.
I love YouTube.
No, I know, and I love YouTube Shorts. So, like,
no, we're gonna get Keek back. Did you remember Keek?
Keek? What's that?
It was like an old, it was before Vine. Like, people make just stupid videos. That's where that girl, I don't know if you know her, Pia Mia.
No. Is she an influencer?
She sang on Keek. And everyone was like, oh my god, I love her voice. I love her voice. And I think, like, she did a song with Drake.
What song?
Or it was like a cover. I don't know. Like, just like a Pia Mia.
Okay, she has Do It Again with Chris Brown and Tyga. I don't think I know.
Oh, it's Tonight Tonight Fire. Let's do it again.
Okay, that's not that good of a song. Am I crazy? I haven't heard it in forever, but, like, I feel like I remember when I heard it, even when I was a child in the uterine, all the way back in, like, 2015 when it came out.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I was like, this is not good. Because I think only the... Yeah, I don't... That's not good. I don't know.
Yeah, she's also, like...
I'm not a Chris Brown supporter.
No, yeah. But friend of the pod, Weston, Corey, would make videos on there.
I mean, of course he did. He has lived many lives. That's gonna be like us. One day when we look back, we're like doing something else, and then we're like, we had this podcast for these years.
No, whenever, like, imagine this.
Okay, imagining.
We're older. We're like living.
Ew. Okay, sorry.
We're like 40. No, no, no. 50. We're 50. We're 50. I go up to my attic because my kids are like, Mom, like, get this.
Okay. Getting delusional. Kids. Attic? Like. Okay.
Oh, no. I guess it would be. I have no sense of time. My kids would be like, oh, we found something in the attic. What is this? It's a dusty laptop. I open it. And my kids are like, what is this? Like, I don't know what this is. Because in the future, we have touchscreen, like, projectors that are computers. So I'm like, oh, my God, it's my old laptop from when I was just a girl. When I was in my 20s.
Laptop?
Then, yeah. And then what page does it open on? Opens on YouTube.
Why do you have that? Why would that be the last thing that's on your computer?
Because I was watching YouTube.
Okay.
And then...
Wait, so you're saying the laptop people don't use, but YouTube wouldn't exist on whatever new platform is the internet? But it would still be up and running on the laptop?
I'm not done finishing my story.
Okay.
So it's on YouTube, and I go, and a video is pulled up, and I press play, and then...
Why is it ready to go? Like... And why does the website still work?
I press play, and it's like, hi, welcome to the Pairing Pod with Robert and Gabby, and then we start talking about balls, and then I was like, guys, this is Uncle Robert. They're like, no,
and then they're like, he's hot.
This is Gunkle Robert.
No, because they should pull up the episode where we did the like talking to our kids thing.
Oh my god. I forgot what I said.
I don't even know what episode that is. Like, that's so annoying.
I know.
Like, Sometimes we can go back and show the kids. Our kids have to, like, literally watch all of these hours.
Me literally saying, oh, I hope you're enjoying your Italian husband, future me.
You did not say that.
I did.
Yeah, because you weren't taking it seriously like me when I said, I don't know what I said, actually.
You said, hi, blah, 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 blah. Be who you are.
I did not say that. I would never say that.
I would never want them to be who they are. That's
disgusting. I said hide yourself. Wait, I don't know. Okay, never mind. No, I'm just thinking now, love.
Baby, we found.
Yeah, that's enough. It's only your.
How Ed Sheeran is such a big deal in the UK, but over here he's a joke. Like, he deserves.
No, I think that's everywhere because, I mean, he is still, like, kind of big there, but, like, he's really falling off. Like, he's. I don't. Unless he's a comeback, it's like.
He needs another song. Oh. What's that song where he was dissing Niall and Ellie Goulding?
Oh my god!
Whenever that came out, I was like, oh my god.
You said UK drama. No, because guys, the Brits are going at it apparently. Like, no, because that's crazy, to be honest. What?
Did you see the gays going at it?
When?
Tyler Franta and Joey Graceffa's ex-boyfriend.
The fact you called him.
Nobody.
I was going to say, the fact you call him Joey Graceffa's ex-boyfriend proves a point, but it's Daniel Freda?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I'm relevant. Okay, summary. Joey Graceffa is a YouTuber. Or was, and is. But, like, really popular at one point. He dated this guy named Daniel Freda. They dated for, like, a pretty long time. Like, they were, like, I think, like, they were, like, I don't know, like, they were dated for, like, years. They broke up. Time has gone by. Now on Joey's channel, they did a video together. Like, what was it? Like, some kind of truth or drink or something?
I don't think
like,
it was Joey's channel. I think it was, like, that YouTube channel where they bring on people.
No, I think.
Truth or drink.
No, but it was on there because I know Joey does ones that look like that, but it's actually his.
Oh. Oh, okay, just trying to stay relevant.
Well, I mean, I guess it's working. But, like, regardless. So then on it, Joey's like, have you ever been jealous of one of my boyfriends? Or, like, one of my... Did he say boyfriends or crushes? I think it was boyfriends. And then...
No, because I don't think Connor and Joey dated.
Then maybe he just said, are you jealous of someone before in his past? He was in his past, something like that. It doesn't really... Details like that, I mean, you know. Look up the video. But then Daniel was like, I was one point in the past jealous of Connor Franta, but then I realized he's literally the most boring person to ever live and exist. And so Connor Franta was like, well, I need to respond. So he made a little response on TikTok, and he was like, literally, you never come in my mind ever. You're literally irrelevant. You're obsessed with me then and still now. Clearly, you have my name in your mouth. And if I'm boring, you're literally a nobody. People only know you as Joey Graceffa's ex-boyfriend.
Eight.
And he ate. And then actually, Daniel responded again. And then all he said is, like, you ate me. That was his response.
Yeah, and then that guy, Chris Clemens, he also was like, you're, like, crumbs. There's no crumbs. Like, you're nothing.
No, yeah. He's getting dragged to filth for being boring about that. No, because Chris Clemens, didn't he say, like, he's like, that's crazy talking, like, with the surgical work of every twink wannabe model. And, yeah, he drags him. So the gays are funny. When you said gays, I was like thinking you meant like, I was gonna say real gays, but I meant like normal gays, not
let's
like.
Make this interesting. Bring on one of my exes.
Let's keep that to the lesbian sector. Let's
pack that up and never bring JoJo out again.
No, because JoJo is still like iconic to me. It's that the term iconic has changed in context for her, but she's still there.
But, she like, will. In what way, like, because it can't be on purpose.
For what?
That she's iconic. It's not.
Sometimes I think she is doing it on purpose. Other times I don't think on purpose. The one of the exes I don't think was iconic in the way she thought it was going to be. But I also currently think her team is running with the any publicity is good publicity. Probably too far.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to work long term.
No.
It's barely working short term, so. But it's okay, it's okay. Oh, yeah.
I was on Instagram and I just saw somebody with the Jesus Was a Carpenter shirt.
Wait, are they selling it? Guys.
I don't know. You heard it.
Well, then where did they get it?
Sabchella tea. Everyone's just like, I need it, I need it.
Because they literally saw it once. I feel like I would have seen it. Like, someone would have posted by now, right? Well, I mean, Espresso debuted in the top 10. Did you see that?
No.
Debuted at number 7. It's her first top 10 entry ever. She's blown up.
Now he's think about me every night. Oh,
okay.
Sweet, I guess so.
I guess.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but I know it's early to do it, but I need to talk about my weekly obsession.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, what's yours? What's yours?
Mine is life. I've been obsessed with life.
Is this for real?
Yes. I've told you I've literally been so happy. I've never really, like, woke up and just been happy before.
Okay, now you're kind of making me feel sad, so.
Why?
Because, like, girl, you just
said you when I'm by your side.
No, because it's just because you just said you've never woken up and been happy before. That is sad. But it's happy, it's happening now.
Yeah, like I wake up and I'm like, me, me. Okay. I'm like this. I'm like,
oh my God, the visual.
Me, 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 me. And I'm like, ah, good morning. And then Mr. Mittens, he likes to hide behind this curtain and he jumps on my face. And I'm like, well, good morning.
I hope no one ever has to see you wake up. I hope we never have to sleep, watch you sleep again. We never have to experience that next year. But I'm glad you're happy.
Thank you.
My weekly obsession is Taylor's new album because
that makes sense. Oh my God, pick something new.
Like, that is new. It didn't exist.
No, because when Midnights came out, it was like, I've been obsessed with Taylor.
Okay, and are you going to sit here and tell me when Harry's album comes out? You're not going to say, you literally this episode have said I can't wait for Harry's album or new music. So be careful because I will remember this moment. And when you say Harry, I'll say something. So.
And I'd say, Harry, Doja Cat. She ate.
We didn't no, talk she about did. Her. The way I've never seen that before. Girl. People are Doja Cat out, apparently. Okay, but no, because it's his album. And it can't just be me because the album is breaking every record that exists, so.
What's your favorite song on it?
It literally changes because it's, okay, also because, well, double album. Well, why did it get two?
There's two?
It's a double album. At 2 a.m. because she was hinting at the twos. She released the second half of the album, like the double album. So it's like two albums. So there's 31 songs and it's two rappers and two minutes. Because there's fully two albums on it. So intimidating. But currently, I guess, I have to say Down Bad has been my favorite throughout the whole week. But fully, I know that's going to change as my actual favorite. Just because there's literally so many that I like. Also, Who's Afraid of Little Me? So good. Because it's just so good. No, it's just so good. It's literally, it's already in like my top three favorite Taylor albums. The writing is just so good, but she also like keeps the melodies good too and catchy. It's like a mixture of all of them put together. I'm happy with it. I'm happy.
I haven't heard anything off of it. I just haven't had time to sit down and listen to music.
You literally said Thank You, Amy has been on your TikTok page.
No, but I haven't been able to sit down and, like, listen to music.
Well, I mean, literally, yeah, that's true. It's also 2 hours, so I would start with one half, the first half first, because the kids first.
Wait.
Fair enough, though, but I know about but you. Wow, you haven't been streaming?
I have been listening to, I'm, like, going through another Måneskin obsession.
You're manifesting them for Coachella.
I am, but I've been listening to their Italian music, and it's so good. Like,
girl, you cannot sit with a straight face and don't expect people to eyeball.
No, like, yes, I can't understand it, but it just
has not. It's not that. It's the fact that you just came back from a study abroad in Italy, and you're sitting here saying you're listening to Italian music.
Pull up literally. For breakfast, we do something cool, like have a bar of chocolate and a cigarette.
The memes write themselves. Like, you cannot say that and then be like, what do you mean? Like,
but I mean, I was listening to them before I went to Italy, and I would listen to, like, a couple of their Italian songs, but I've been listening to it, and it just sounds more like, I don't know, like in your face, which I think is really cool.
Yeah,
I saw a comment on, oh my god, also Damiano David, he did a music video for Anita. Tell me why they're literally having hardcore sex in the music video.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Well, not, like, seen it, but, like, I've sex clubs on Twitter before.
It made a tear roll down my leg.
Oh. So are they your weekly obsession then instead, or?
No, because I love life. And they've already been my obsession. Once.
Fair.
Ooh, but then Param Param has been in my head.
Okay. Girl, we have to pick one. I love you just finally getting on this. That is so gay millennial.
No, and then I was listening to the Man Eater live version from No Hard Feelings. So good.
Okay, now I'm starting to get scared.
Why? And then in spirit of the Amy Winehouse movie coming out soon, and it being god-awful, like everyone is saying it's going to be, I've been listening to The Real Amy.
The Real Amy is crazy. Isn't it crazy how, like, Amy Winehouse is not alive? That's so wild.
Yeah, that's, like, weird.
And she's, like, she was young, and she, like, what do you mean her and Taylor were not your best new artists at the Grammys the same year? Like, what do you mean that's, like, it's just weird.
When did she pass away?
Is what?
When she passed away?
I don't know. Like, I don't have every year memorized.
I think it's 2009.
That, like, sounds right.
No, 2011. That was close.
Okay, that's weird because I was really thinking 2012. So. What? Do you remember Coney 2012?
Who?
Coney 2012.
What's that?
No, because I feel like, literally, I was literally 12 years old at the time. And tell me why this traumatized me.
Coney?
It was K-O-N-Y. Coney 2012. It was like this trend movement happening in 2012, and it was because there was this, like, warlord in Africa named Coney who was going to different cities and villages and would recruit an army of children, and then he would have them kill their parents and all the adults, and then he would go through them, and the army was kids, and so no one would want to fight back because they wouldn't want to kill the kids. And so everyone was like, we have to get global involvement in. We have to stop this. And I remember as a child, I'd watch these videos of, like, asking for people to, like, take action. And I was like, this is the most serious thing happening ever in history. Like, I was literally, like, scared that it was going to come here. Like, it would affect me.
Wait, was it real?
Yes. But what, actually, I don't have confirmation. I'm pretty sure it was. And I think it was. But what I was confused is after, I don't know what happened. I never followed up. Like, I just know that it would, like, traumatize me as a child. I was, like, I was 12 years old watching these videos, and I was like, guys, this is serious. Like, I literally told my parents about it. I was like, we have to do something. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you mean, a YouTube video? And I was like, no. I would literally watch it and cry. I'd watch YouTube videos and cry. Like, it affected me. It was serious, and I took it seriously. I was so, but also I was like, low-key, like, this is a crazy strategy to, like, take over governments. Like, what do you mean you have an army of children because no one wants to kill the kids?
Yeah.
That's insane. And then you have the kids kill their own parents. Okay.
I'm trying to look it up, and I can't find any information.
I mean, best case scenario is that it was never true. Like, I hope it was fake, but I think it was real. Unless I was like, I don't know, I'm also going on memories that are like over 10 years old. Oh my god, 2012 was that long ago? Girl. Too far. But regardless, here we are now. So,
here we are in 2024.
Yeah. We'll see you next week. It's a party. Yeah. We'll see you next Thursday. And the Thursday after that. Guys, the next couple weeks may not have too much coming up, but we'll start picking it up. And so our personal lives will get personal. So thank you for watching. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, rate 5 stars, comment your weekly obsession, tell a friend to tell a friend. And yeah. We'll see you next week, probably in person, or like together. Yeah. So.